I'd like to call Lena Bates. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome. The floor is yours.
Mr. Chairperson, community members, my name is Lena Bates Blacknut. I'm a community member. Like I said before, I was originally from Chisasibi. I'm a descendant of one of the descendants of the impacts of the hydro development. And I've seen firsthand already what happens when major developments come into Cree communities. When Hydro-Québec started in the Chisasibi area, in 1974, I wasn't even born yet. But I remember when we were relocated from Fort George to Chisasibi. I grew up in that social impact. I seen how it affected my whole community. I see today how the community members are reacting today to this. And right now, the community has an opportunity to speak up and speak out about their worries, their concerns. First of all, I'm probably the only person in this room that will be able to work in that mine once it starts. I started 4 years now. I've been training myself. First, I started getting my truck driving license, class 3. It took me 6 months to obtain that. Oh no, 3 months. Then another opportunity came to get my heavy machinery certificate. That took me 6 months to obtain. In between that, I've worked odd jobs here and there. But I've seen also, as a female, what can happen in the workforce. And if I didn't have the support of my partner, I don't think I would have lost long in this. It takes a very courageous human being to be able to work in a system that is designed strictly for men. I have faced a lot of discrimination being a female, but I also faced a lot of discrimination from non-natives. I also worked for a number of years, 2 years ago I started working in Eleanor. Eleanor is not all that cracked up to be. There's a lot of things in Eleanor that I seen that was wrong. There was a lot of discrimination in companies that I seen. There was a lot of company infighting I saw. And a lot of the times, the native companies were always targeted or always the first ones to get laid off. And I'm asking that if this lithium mine goes through, I don't want to see that here. Because when you're trying to go to your job for 12 hours a day and you have a non-native in your ear saying, you don't belong here, you know, that's really hard, especially when you're really far away from home. I don't know how many times I encountered that in Eleanor. I don't know how many times I've called home to him, telling him, what am I doing here? They're so rude. Why are they like that here? And nobody does anything. That Nemska Lithium, I don't want to see. If you didn't speak French in Eleanor, and it was lucky sometimes when I would sit with my cousins in the lunchroom, And a non-native would start doing racial slurs. And I would have to start defending them because one time my cousin didn't even speak French. And they were targeting him. And they knew. And I reported that employee to a supervisor. And the supervisor never did anything to that employee, to that non-native employee. Even some of my relatives that worked in housekeeping, they would get that type of treatment towards from the minors because they slept that during the day, they said. And it was ridiculous how they were getting treated, how some natives were getting treated. It was ridiculous. And that I don't want to see here. I even experienced working in construction. I've experienced sexual harassment. I'm the type of person you can't do that to. I'll speak up. And I did. I spoke up and I wrote a letter and I got that person expelled from his job. I understand firsthand what it's like being in this field. It's very hard for some people. But I want to see the females protected. That's why I'm suggesting that there be a union for the workers. What? Support working. And at least a support working group for all workers, male and female. I've seen also in Eleanor that a lot of the Wiminji people are benefiting from it. And I would like to see that here too, that there's not too many non-native companies coming in, that NEMSCA get the opportunities to create their own businesses, such as laundromats, transportation, instead of seeing an outside company coming in, security services. We deserve those opportunities too. We really need those opportunities. As soon as we knew that we were coming this close to the phases of NEMSCA Lithium, training should have started already. I took initiative in myself to go because I knew if this went ahead, I knew right away, okay, they're going to need people now. There's lucky, but there's only a handful of us that have the proper training to be able to work at this mine. When we finished the heavy machinery course, there was only 13 of us. Out of the 13, there was 3 of us women. When I did the truck driving course, there was roughly about that, 13 to. There was only one woman, and I was the only female. When I did my mining modules not too long ago, just this past February, those 2 of us females only. I want to see more women in this field. They can do this. I always hear girls say it too. They say to me, Shakji, Dandahtin Ji. How can you do that? How can you work like that? Can I do that too? And I said, sure. You can do anything a man can do. Except pee standing up. But all you have to do is put your mind to it, I told him. You can be a mechanic. You can be a truck driver. You can be a heavy machinery operator. You can be a processor. You guys can do that. One of my cousins is working in Eleanor as a processor right now. I'm so proud of her. She just finished her 6-month probation. I also heard that there was money to be given for the social impact, that it was only $25,000. That's not enough for NEMSCA Lithium to give to the social impacts towards the community. That's actually peanuts. That's nothing.
there's the other $150,000 that's given to the two separate churches.
May I ask you, what are you referring to, the $25,000?
One of the community members told us that there was only $25,000 that was going to be given by the company every year, once a year. And I was like, wow, only that? For what, social impacts? They said, for a community to get money for...
Given to who?
The band, I think. And that would be for what? I said, to run a... What do you call that? A workshop or to bring in these people. And I said, that costs a lot more than that. To bring in one person would cost $5,000 at least from out of town. Like, not too long ago, that's what we did. We did a grieving workshop, and that lady that came in that did the grieving workshop for us, you know, she came in and she's experienced. But because we don't have people that are experienced in the communities, we have to ask people from outside to come in to run those things. And then I was thinking, you know, the kids are going to be impacted too. They deserve financially something too that they'll be able to have too. My daughter not too long ago went to a workshop about self-esteem. But them too, they're going to be impacted by this. Whether you guys think they would be or not, they will be. Because I remember when hydro development happened, I was impacted. I was impacted when I seen the La Grande River change. I was impacted when I couldn't cross that river anymore. And I couldn't slide down the riverbank anymore. I was impacted when we were told you can't walk on the ice anymore. I was impacted when we were told that you can't drink the water anymore or eat the fish anymore. I was impacted, and I was only 5. So I think Nemska Lithium should also give a little more amount of money for the community, maybe even to the wellness, to be able to run grieving workshops more for the community. Because we are going to be impacted. We are going to be grieving. We are going to go through a grieving process when this happens. And if it does happen, the children are going to go through it. The youth are going to go through it. So that's what I think. But I want to see a lot of, but I do see a lot of opportunity that's going to come up, a lot of economic opportunity. Like I said, Nemska has an opportunity to create businesses, laundromat businesses. They have transportation businesses. The list goes on and on. I don't want to see just Nemska people just be laborers like in Eleanor. We're not just laborers. There's a lot of us that are educated. There's a lot of young people that are going to school now that are going to be educated. Pretty soon I'm going to be going to school to educate myself because I want to come back, either be a foreman or I want to be something higher. I want to be in management so that my people know when I come back, they know somebody Cree is there, somebody that will understand. Also, if there is a high number of non-Native employees. I want to see Nemska Lithium create a cultural sensitive training for the non-Natives.
And also for the Natives.
And for the Natives. I think that would break that barrier of racism. Because if you have that in a workplace, we're not going to produce. There's going to be no production because we're going to be fighting amongst each other and we shouldn't do that. And that's what I seen in Eleanor. And that discrimination also be zero tolerance as well as sexual harassment. Also, I was going to ask COMEX and Nenska Lithium to do random drug testing on the mine site, because I don't feel comfortable if I know one of my coworkers is puffing on a J while he's on the job. I know I would report him right away. But I think it would be best that the workers know, oh, there's random drug testing here. That you guys save that for your time off. What you do on your time off, it's none of our business. But on the job, you belong to Nemsko Lithium. You're accountable for what happens. Because when you go into a machine, you can easily kill someone. And that's dangerous. And if you're under the influence, makes you liable. Not just that. I see a lot of young people that are unemployed here. And it's really sad to see. They walk up and down the street every day with nothing to do. So I would like to see a lot of young people go into training. They're actually really fun. And the people that trained us at La Sainte Formation in Val d'Or for mining modules, they were really a lot of fun. They taught us really well in the mining modules. They actually gave us hands-on training. We actually went down 4 kilometers under the ground, and that was a really interesting sight to see. Actually, one of the miners, his name was George, he actually said when he went down one time, he said there was actually a beaver in one of the manways. It was really funny. And he actually said, I saved the beaver's life. So I want to see a lot of that if I go work there. I think that's it.
Thank you very much for your presentation.
Oh, I also wanted to talk about, can you put on the water? I wanted to talk about the water. Yeah, the map of the mine. I was looking at your wastewater, how you guys were going to go about it. And I actually went to go talk to James about it. Where the dike is, I want to see a treatment plant there. Right there. Instead of letting the water go out and back into the lake, I want to see a wastewater treatment plant there instead. Instead of letting the water go back, why don't we recycle the water? Is that possible? If we keep reusing the water that from the waste piles, if we treat the water and reuse it, wouldn't that be more of an eco-friendly way of doing it? And I think it would make the community less worried that we're not putting like sediments back into the lake at all. We're actually treating the water and we're being environmentally friendly while we're doing it. That's what I think, and that's another thing that I want to see on the water, on the management plan. I want to see a wastewater treatment plant. That's the main thing that I want to see if I were to work there. We can recycle the water. We can keep reusing it. I've seen that at Eleanor. And I think it would be better for the community. They'll be less worried about the water.
Thank you for your question. I saw Mr. Bourassa nodding. Maybe you'd like to add something? Or?
In fact, just wanted to add that we are 100% agreeing with what you just proposed. In fact, right now, there is already a water treatment plan to be established, not on the dike, but upstream of the basin, so that water, if there's a problem, will be treated before getting even in the basin, so way before getting discharged in Mountain Lake. So this is something that is already planned. Nemaska Lithium committed to this to the government, and I'm pretty sure it will be a condition in the certificate of authorization, if there is a certificate of authorization to be issued. Then the other thing you were mentioning is about
not discharging any water.
Sorry. Thanks. The recirculation of water. In fact, right now, we are already recycling every water possible. So the water that will be discharged is just over top our needs. So let's say our needs are about 1,200 cubic meters. We are already recycling about 99.7% of our needs. So right now, every water in the process itself is already recycled. So this is why the water that is to be discharged, it's only rainfall and water getting in the pit, in the open pit. So the recommendation you just said, this is already what we are doing. So we cannot agree more with this proposition. Thanks.
So you're not going to have a clear answer?
Yeah.
Okay, so right. I just had a little caucus with my colleagues. It's almost 10 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, so it's 15 to 10. We have two choices here. So the idea is we're here to listen, and the committee is going to take all the time needed to hear you out.